Public Policy Polling, based out of Raleigh, just did a survey of North Carolinians to find out where they stand on some of the most significant political figures in North Carolina. And we are joined with results by Tom Jensen, the director of Public Policy Polling, publicpolicypolling.com, the website, and you can find them on Twitter as well, at PPP Polls. Tom, thanks for being with us today.
Hey, Aaron, good to be with you.
So we've got numbers now on public opinion and public approval ratings and disapproval ratings for basically four key politicians, the two U.S. senators, Richard Burr and Tom Tillis, Governor Roy Cooper and President Donald Trump. Let's start with the two senators. Obviously, Tillis up for re-election this year. Richard Burr in a little tiny bit of hot water for having sold close to $2 million of stock last month. Where do voters stand on them?
Well, Tom Tillis continues to be unpopular. Only 26% of voters approve of the job he's doing, to 47% who disapprove. His numbers had actually been getting a little bit closer to being break even over the last few months. He was maybe at -6 net approval, -8 net approval, that kind of place. And so I was a little surprised to see him back down at -21 here. That certainly just reinforces that he's very vulnerable for reelection. Richard Burr's had the more notable tanking in his approval numbers, though. We found that he only has a 22% approval rating. 54% of voters disapprove of him. That's a net -32 approval spread. And the last time we had polled on him, he was only at -4. So he's dropped by 28 points in his net approval. Definitely think that's an outgrowth of last week's stories that he sold off a significant amount of stock while publicly sort of downplaying the impact of the coronavirus. We found that 50% of voters in the state think he should resign. Only 24% think he should remain in office. I really was pretty surprised by those numbers. I didn't think that we'd see that sort of strong support for his resignation, but this really seems to be the sort of story that just kind of confirms voters' worst instincts about politicians, even across party lines. It wasn't surprising that we found majorities of Democrats and independents think he should resign, but it's actually pretty closely divided among Republicans, too. 31% said he should resign, 38% said he should stay in office. It's not much of a vote of confidence.
Obviously, Richard Burr is kind of a unique case there, but Tom Tillis, I think the thing in the news with Tom Tillis is that story from a couple of years ago when he was talking about how he didn't think restaurants should be required to make their employees wash their hands. That's kind of come back in the news. But beyond that, like, he personally hasn't really been so prominent. So how does Tillis's approval rating reflect on just what Americans in general are thinking about all this? Are we seeing differences in public opinion on how Democrats in the Senate are handling things versus Republicans, or how the Senate versus the House versus the president?
Well, we did this poll on Sunday and Monday when the Senate hadn't done anything yet to help with the virus, hadn't passed a relief bill or anything. So I do think that part of Tillis's low numbers could just be an expression of frustration with the Senate in general, that the Senate wasn't getting anything done. And this may sound like sort of an odd thing, but both Burr and Tillis are relatively anonymous to North Carolina voters. I wouldn't be surprised if Tillis is partially getting dragged down because of Burr's bad week, that in their heads, voters just sort of lump the two of them together as these kind of faceless Republican senators who've never made a particularly strong impact on voters in the state and have sort of just been able to get into office because of their being up in Republican-friendly election cycles that were good for them. So I think it's partially the Senate taking a while to get something passed, and I think it's partially Burr's taking Tillis down a little bit with him.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, publicpolicypolling.com, for more numbers from this survey. Also on Twitter at PPP Polls. So that's where the senators stand. How about Donald Trump? Where is he?
Well, we found a very interesting contrast between Donald Trump and Roy Cooper when it comes to the handling of the coronavirus. Trump is on slightly positive territory, 49% approve, 45% disapprove of the job he's doing. Certainly better than his overall approval numbers usually are. But then when you ask about Cooper's handling of the coronavirus, 63% approve of the job he's doing responding to the virus, only 19% disapprove. So Cooper gets a net +44 review on the coronavirus, Trump only gets a net plus four. And I've seen a lot of progressives especially sort of aghast over the last week at some of these polls that have shown decent numbers for Trump when it comes to handling the virus, because they feel like he hasn't done a good job on it, and how can people possibly look at this and think that he is doing a good job. I think the fact that Cooper's outrunning him by 40 points sort of puts that in perspective. Usually when we have a big national crisis like this, you'll see the president, if they're handling it remotely competently, have a huge spike in their approval numbers and have voters overwhelmingly think that they're doing a good job in handling it. So for Trump to be plus four on the curve of how these things usually go is actually a very poor performance. When you think back to where George W. Bush was in the polls right after 9/11, he all of a sudden was, you know, posting numbers in the 70s and 80s. So Trump's gotten a modest boost, but not much of one. And when you look at Trump's overall approval rating in this poll, 47% of voters approve of the job he's doing, 48% disapprove. And that slightly negative approval rating is pretty much consistent with what we've seen about our polling when it comes to Trump ever since he took office in North Carolina.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, and again, publicpolicypolling.com for more information. We've talked about this in the past, the impact of, and honestly, right before an election in North Carolina, it's always hurricanes. That's the big disaster that a governor has to respond to, and that being such a big factor, especially in a close election. We saw that in 2016, where Pat McCrory was running fairly well behind and then all of a sudden made a push at the end because he responded fairly well to a hurricane that hit the state. This is several months out. So how do you see these changes affecting what voters are going to do? What are we, 7 months out from 7 months from now when people are going to the polls and voting?
Well, one thing I do think is important with Cooper on this poll is that not only does he get these really good approval numbers on handling the coronavirus, but his overall approval numbers in this poll are about the best we've seen for him at any point during his time in office. 56% of voters approve of the job he's doing now, 26% disapprove. We've usually seen something more in the neighborhood of sort of 45% approve, 35% disapprove. So he's gone from sort of an average of plus 10 to all of a sudden in this poll being at plus 30. I have felt with his plus 10 approval rating that he was going to win by 4 or 5 points for reelection. I think with a plus 30 approval rating, you probably go away from a race that maybe leans towards Cooper and move towards a race that's maybe likely Cooper. I could see these kinds of numbers pushing his lead from 4 or 5 points up to more like 8 or 9 points. And certainly there's a lot of potential that the race could tighten again between now and November. But you obviously have a lot more room to have some slippage if you're up by 8 or 9 than if you're only up by 4 or 5. So I think Trump's electoral standing is probably about the same as it was before, but I do think that Cooper's has been enhanced a little bit and that he's looking like a stronger favorite for reelection now with this net plus 30 approval rating.
And we've been talking about Trump's numbers in North Carolina because that's this survey that we're looking at. How about nationally? What are you seeing?
Well, it's the same sort of trend. We're seeing that in the national polls, he's getting a plus 10 to plus 15 approval rating for his handling of the virus. So certainly a little bit of a boost there. But we're not seeing that big of a shift in his overall approval numbers. He's still on negative ground. And one thing that's really interesting to me that we've seen over the last week, and we'll see if other polling backs this up, Trump is actually not getting as good of numbers for handling the virus as he was a week ago. And I think one reason that we may see that shift where people aren't as happy with Trump is that a week ago, when we asked people what their biggest concern about the coronavirus was, they said it was its effect on the economy. Now, when we ask people what their biggest concern about the coronavirus is, they say it's that they or somebody close to them will get sick. Mm-hmm. Well, we've seen throughout Trump's time in office that voters trust him on economic issues, but they don't trust him on healthcare related issues. And I think that in a lot of people's minds over the last week, as the number of cases has spiraled, the coronavirus shifted from being an economic issue that people thought Trump could handle to being more of a healthcare issue that voters don't think Trump can handle.
Get more numbers from this survey online at publicpolicypolling.com. Find them on Twitter as well at PPPpolls for more specifics and analysis. Tom Jensen, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.